Okay, we're going to say. Okay, today we're going to begin a new Zman of Shiri Halacha. First Zman we were doing Shachianu. And it could be there's still other things that we could talk about, maybe when it comes to Purim or things like that. You know, Bez Hashem. But we have another month, you know, the Purim is other days. But I think at this point we should move on to another, you know. You know, when I first started giving the Halacha Shiurim on Sunday, I did every week a different topic. So it was 1 week with Mikvos, and 1 week this, and 1 week that. So that's also a nice way of doing it, but then you don't really get to learn B.E. in any one topic. It's just getting a couple of Rashi Prakim, you know. So then in the recent years, I changed it to do a whole Zman of a particular Indian. So then by the end of the Zman, we really have a Kinyan on like Birkas Kohanim and Amir Lakum, what do you say? And Shachianu, Grama, all these different things. So I decided for this man, at least how we'll see how long it goes for in terms of this. It's a good topic of Birkas Hagomel. And just this morning I finished making the second packet of Birkas Hagomel, but we'll take our time and learn the Inyanim of Birkas Hagomel. And because Birkas Hagomel, people, it's one of these things that you know a little about. Everyone knows, oh, he had a trip, he made a Hagomel, but people don't know enough about it. Like, when are you supposed to make it? Can you make it for somebody else? You know, for a child, for a wife, for this, you know, what's the story about those things? And it's a thing that, you know, people usually didn't warm my eye into sufficiently. And we did Tfilas HaDerech, which is also a corollary to Birkas HaGomel. But now we'll do Birkas HaGomel slowly, carefully. And Bez Hashem, you should only have good things come about. Okay. So Birkas HaGomel is based on a Gemara in Brachos, which if you look in this packet, I didn't put on until page 20. Page 20. That means there are 19 pages worth to discuss before we even get to that. But just like look at a quick look at Amarav Yehuda Amarav Nundal Amid Beis in Maseches Brachos. Amarav Yehuda Amarav Arbaot Tzrichin Lahodos. There are four individuals who have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they went through something and they were saved. Arbaot Tzrichim Lahodos. Yordei Hayam. So you go on a trip in the ocean, you know, and in those days they could be very turbulent, and you made it out okay. So you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Holchei Midbaros, you went in the Midbar. And this Rabosai, I made a whole packet. This is the next packet. I don't know if we'll finish the packet today, but because it's a long packet. But the whole next packet is Holchei Midbaros. Because Holchei Midbaros means person's going in the desert. And a trip in the desert. Now, most of us don't go on trips in the desert. So there's a whole discussion in the postgim whether if you go on Stama trip, you go on a plane to Eretz Yisrael, or you go on a plane to Miami Beach, or you go, or you take a car ride from, know, from one place, from here to the Poconos, to the Catskills, is, do you make Tefillah Sadera, Birkas HaGoma. So that's the third one. Umi Shehaya Chole V'Nisrape. And somebody who was a chole, somebody who was a chole and who was nisrape, who was the person was sick, and Baruch Hashem he got out of his sickness. So this is the, and the Torah I put it in the second packet. The Torah in Reish Yutes says Simen v'chola chayim. Yoducha Sela. Chaim stands for Chole, Yam, Yisurim, and Midbar. Chole, the Yam, Yisurim, he was captive, and Midbar. So, okay, Yorda Yam, Ochi Midbar, Mishay Chole, Misparim, Mishay Chovash, Vesasurim. And that's the Torah's Rosh Tevos, Chola Chayim Yoducha Sela. That the Chola, the Yam, Yisurim, that's the Chovush, and Midbar. The Chola Chayim Yoducha Sela. Okay? So these four people have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ostensibly that means that they have to make a Birkas HaGomel. Yes? Okay, so we have to do each one, and we're not up to that yet.
No, I'm thinking, put like, for example, a plane trip, put in whole baby furrows. Why is it that one not good?
Okay, so we'll learn that Indian, then we'll see. In other words, today we're not going into the details of what's called Holchei Midbar and what. But now we're talking in general. These the four people that have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to understand the details, but till we get now, the marker of this is the pasuk in Tehillim. Is the pesukim in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin. Anyone who davens in a Hasidic shtibel knows that on Friday you don't start mincha with Ashrei on Erev Shabbos, but you start mincha with Hodi. Okay. And that's this. That was Baal Shem Tov's takana, that on Erev Shabbos you should say this kapitel. So it's a big thing in the Hasidic Shtiblach to start. If you're a regular Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't know from these things. But I remember growing up, I used to daven a lot by Rav Moshe Bixatzal, and always, you know, even though his shul in the Bronx was Nusach Ashkenaz, but when he came to Borough Park, it was Sfar, and that's he started with Hodu. Do the Chabad do Hodu on Friday also? Yeah. So in this capital, you have the four. Let's just see where the four are. Take a look on page 15. So Pasuk Dalet is Tov Bamidbar B'Yishimon Dorach. That's the Holchei Derech, or the Holchei Midbaros. And again, Bez Hashem, in the future shiur, we'll go into the details of what's called Holchei Derech. What do you have to do? So that's Holchei Midbaros, is Pasuk Dalet. And then Pasuk Yud is Yoshvei Choshech V'Talmovas Asiri Onyu Barzel. What's that one? Beis Asurim. He's sitting in the darkness. You know, Asire Onyu Barzel. He's under captivity. Right? That's the second one. And the third one is Pasuk Yud Zayin. Evilim Miderech Pisham Ivanose Miso Kol Ochel Tisab Nafshem. In other words, they're sick. So anything they eat, they can't, they don't like, because they have a sickness in them. That's Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. And then Chav Gimel is Yorda Hayam Ba'Onios. That the individuals who are Yorda Hayam, who go to the into the ocean and osei melacha b'mayim rabim. And Pasuk Chavez, it says, well, first Pasuk Chav Aleph, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, that's the became a famous Chasana song. Yodu Hashem Chasto v'niflosov l'vnei Adam. That's Pasuk Chav Aleph. And Pasuk Chavez, v'yizvuchu zivchei toda v'yisapru Mass of Berina. And Pasuk Chavez is you bring a Korban Todah. Now, it's interesting, we'll have to see, the Chasam Sofer makes an interesting observation. That it's interesting, there are four things here, but the Korban Todah was put after three of them. Because it mentioned three things, the Chola, the Midbar, and the Chavush. And then it says you bring a Korban Todah. And then it says Yordei Hayam. So it's a little strange that the Yordei Hayam should have l'chora been put before that. And then say Korban Todah on all four of them. Right? So it was three, the Korban Todah, the Yam. And then it says on Pasuk Lamed Beis on page 17, Yiramu Bekalam and Moshe's Kenim Yalu. So it's a funny thing. It mentions three. It mentions the Toda. Then it mentions the Yam, and then Lamed Beis is really the source for Birkas Hagoyim. Right? Lamed Beis is really the source of Birkas Hagoyim. Because Lamed Beis, it says you're supposed to praise Hashem b'kalam in a big setting. Moshe v'zkenim yalu, right? You get 10 people, 2 talmidei chachamim, and you praise Hashem. So it's interesting. So that's said only after the Yordei Hayam. So you have three, the Korban Todah, and the Yam, and then the Birkas Hagoma, right? So what's going on here? It's a little strange, the order. So the Chasam Sofer has an original, we'll see if we get to it today, the Chasam Sofer has an original pshat in why does it say these this order. Three, the Todah, and that. Oh. So before we, so this is the source, this Kapitel Tehillim, Tchuv Zayin. Now before we get to the Birkas HaGomel, let's speak a little bit about Korban Todah. The pasuk of Korban Todah is Parshas Tzav. V'zos Todah Zevach Hashlomim Asher Yakriv LaShem. So Korban Todah is sort of like a Korban Shlomim, because a Korban Shlomim is Kochim Kalim. Kochim Kalim means it's a Korban that's eaten in all of Yerushalayim. Whereas Kochim Kochim, like a Chattas and an Osham, can only be eaten in the Azara. And Kochim Kalim is eaten in all of Yerushalayim. So Korban Todah is a form of Kochim Kalim, but it's different. And the Pasuk describes two differences between Kochim Kalim, regular Kochim Kalim of a Shlomim and a Korban Todah. Namely, regular Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night in between. A Korban Todah. Excuse me. On page 2, in Pasuk Tezayin, Zayin Tezayin, it says, Neder onadova zevach karvono, biyom hakrivo zivcho yeochel, umimocharas. Danosa mimeno. Thank you. Yom HaKippur is Chol. In other words, a regular Korban Todah is eaten, a regular Shlomim rather, is eaten for two days and a night in between. But Pasuk Tezvav, I made a mistake, I meant to quote Pasuk Tezvav. Ubesard Zevach told the Shlomo Biyom Karboni Yachal Leonich Bimenu Ad Boker. So a regular Korban Todah is only eaten one day and the night after. And the next morning it's already Pasul. Where Shlomim is eaten what? For 2 days. Biyom HaKriv is Komor Yachal Mumachras. That's Pasuk Tezayin is the Shlomim I said it over incorrectly. The Shlomim is 2 days and a night in between. And the Todah is only one day and a night. So a Todah, even though it's a form of Kachim Kalim, is limited in what? In the amount of time that it could be eaten. It's limited in the amount of time that could be eaten. But what's funny, what the Mefarshim will point out, is that it's different that this korban is bigger than a regular shlomo. A regular shlomo is one animal. A korban todah, the pasuk says in Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, is 40 loaves, right? 40 loaves, 30 matzahs and 10 chametz. So you not only have to eat that one animal, you have to have 40 loaves. I mean, four of the 40 you give to the kohen, trumas lachmei todah, right? But you still have 36 left, right? So what happens is, the irony of the korban todah is that it's a bigger korban, because it's not only animal, it's the lachmei todah as well, and it has a limited amount of what? A limited amount of time, less than the regular shlomim, which doesn't have the loaves, and still has 2 days and a night in between. So this is the famous, this is the famous question that's asked. Now it's interesting that the Netziv got popularity for giving an answer to this question, but others point out that both the Tzvorno and the Abar Benel both preceded him in giving the same answer. And that is, well, we'll see shortly, that is that the whole point of having a Korban Todah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to do it with a nice crowd of people so you can tell them what happened and make a Kiddush Hashem. So we want to encourage guests. So the only way to encourage guests is to say that you have a lot of food and you have a limited amount of time to eat it. So the only way it'll get done is if you invite people. So that's the Netziv on page 8. Yeah, take a look in the Netziv in the Hemek Dover, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Al Chalas Lechem Chametz Yakiv Karbono. So go to the next part. Al Zevach Todah Shlomo. Mishum hachi lechem chametzu ikar, mishum shu zevach toda shlomov. Ve'inyin the tachlis toda shebo al hanes, hu kidei lesaper chasdei Hashem, shegom al alav. The whole point is to say over what Hashem did to you. Mitam ze riba hakosuv belechem, the Torah expanded the korban to have lechem, umiyet bezman, and the Torah, you know, diminish the time. Achilas told him, "We call Shlomim. Haynu k'deishi yem mar bereim l'suda achas b'yom akrova v'yasipur hanes l'fi rov l'fnei rov anoshim." And this way, because you're going to want to finish it, you don't want it to become pasul. So the only way to do it is to invite guests, and this way you'll be able to tell them what happened. So that's why the Torah expanded the what? The amount of food and diminish the time. So this is known as a Netziv, but if you really want to look, you'll see that both the Svarno and the Barbanel preceded the Nitziv already said this as well. If you look at the Svarno on page 4, it says, V'omer v'zos Torah zemach ha-shlomim v'odiyah sh'afal pi sh'kol ha-shlomim kotshim kalim. Even though all shlomim are kotshim kalim, and so therefore this is kotshim kalim also, so really should be 1-2 days. Mikomokim yishkil b'neim sh'im heimal odos hodah yel imahim lechem tochum min chomitz ki'omdom sibas ha-sakona sh'alah hodah hu'sor sh'v'isa. In other words, the reason why you have chametz is to show chametz represents the Yetzihara. And Yetzihara, as he explains here in the footnote, to cause a person to sin, that's why he got him in trouble. So you have more bread, so yisparsim hanes l'ochlim rabim. And in footnote 11, he explains that the Nitziv is answering this. The Svarno is answering the question that the, so, you know, that's known from the Nitziv. Zeh heishiv footnote 11. Heishiv amein al hashem l'madu ni tosaf inyan halachamim l'korban todah shlomim. Miad yifarish gam madu ni chaser hazman. He says, "B'chulam nechalim zman kachim kachon sheim liyom v'layla sheim shalom pshutim shalom tov zman sheyom v'laylacha." Here's kulam kachim kalim nesra atumla etc. That's what he says. That this way, you'll have a lot of people there to tell over the miracle. And that's how he explains as well in footnote 12. And if you look at the Abarbanel, he as well if you look on page 7 actually, second arrow. Bimzeg neshiv gamkein lama hivdil Hashem shal mekodel yosam necholim b'yom v'layel u'shah shlomim necholim shnei yom v'layel echot moshe b'vur b'parsha v'yeh yozek yidei l'farsim hanes z'yeh shabal shal mekodel shu roosh shlomim v'yeh necholim b'yom yom v'layel al chatzos. If he knows that he can only have his korban eaten for 1 day and 1 night, and maybe that night even itself is only part of the night, Umazmin al Shalmei Todoso Echov Ba'ovav Yudov, all his acquaintances left over Slochimu. Vishalu Zazel Mahaya Todoso, and that'll cause people to, everyone's getting invitations to this, so everyone's going to start talking about it. So that's going to cause a hype to discuss what happened and how he was saved, and that'll bring Kiddush Hashem. Yogi Lamanisim Raflo Shana Asa Imo Hashem. Yaru Bekalam Roshim Zakayim Bihalu. But if it would be 2 days, then he wouldn't have to invite people. If you have 2 days, so it's, you know, you have two suppers, so then you can eat it with yourself. You don't have to necessarily invite so many people. One family can eat it. You won't even have to invite the guests. But if you have the pressure to do it in 1 day, a day and a night, then you're going to have guests. Because then it'll be an embarrassment if he has to bring a korban todah the next day. He has to make a big fire to burn half of it. So he's not going to want to do that. It doesn't look right. So what he's going to do is he'll invite people, and this way it'll get eaten up, and you won't have to burn because you won't have no sir around. Yeah. Yeah, the korban tod is an animal.
No, I'm saying it's 40 bread, 40 loaves of bread.
It's an animal.
Yeah.
Together with 40 loaves.
Got it.
But it's an animal. That's
okay,
the main.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is a discussion which different farm have, and the Shechter has discussed it, about is it a chova to bring a korban toda? Is a korban toda just, that is, when we have these four things that you have to make a brikas hagomel, does that mean that if you went through these things bisman chazal, there was a chiv to bring a korban toda, or it's just you had an option that you could be menadev, it was a nice thing to do, but not a chiv? Like, for example, if somebody's mechal Shabbos Meshogeg, there's a chiv to bring a korban chatas. When a woman gives birth to a yoledes, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban leida. There's certain times the Torah. So the question is, by this case, is this a chiyuv by a korban toda? In other words, the assumption is that the things mentioned are arba tzrichim lahodos in the Gemara and Brachas, saying that we have to meshabeach Hashem. So these are the things that they would bring a korban toda bisman the base of mikdash. But was a chiyuv to bring a korban toda or just the rishus? Oh, so this part of the discussion is quoted, the Sifra on page 9. Says the Sifra, Taurus Kohanim, Toda Zevach Shlomim Im Al Toda, right? Im. You remember the Chumash here we discussed. Im. Im Kesef. Im usually means what?
Rishus.
Except for what?
Kesef
Talve.
Bikur.
Mizbech. So this is not one of the exceptions. So then this Im is what?
Rishus.
Toda zev shlomim im al toda. Im al toda, mashlomim boy min hamaiser, af toda boy min hamaiser. Oh, so what does that mean? It means like this. There is a klal that the Gemara has. It's actually a Mishnah in Menachos, on page Beis and Menalef on page 11. The wide line, the first wide line, in the middle of that line, it says, "Kol davar shebechova ein ba ela menachulin." Means like this. If you have to, you have an obligation to do something, to bring a korban, say a chatas, you're mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. So you have a chiv to bring a korban chatas. That korban chatas has to be bought with chulin money, regular mundane money, as opposed to using ma'aser sheni money. Because if you mafrish ma'aser sheni, and it's too much to bring to Yerushalayim, so you point the Kedusha onto the money, and this money has Kedusha. And then you go to Yerushalayim, and you buy food there, and you eat it in Yerushalayim. Right? So the klal is, called Dover Shabbat, the Mishnah says in Menachos, right, in that wide line, on Pei Beis, that called Dover Shabbat Chova, Einaba Ela Menachulim. That when something's a Chova, you can't use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy it. You have to use chulin money to buy it. And called over, that's a rishus, you can use, so ma'aser sheni money you spend, you want to buy food in Yerushalayim, that's just regular food for you to eat, not a chova, then you spend the ma'aser sheni money. But if you want to buy a korban that you're mechuyev in, then what? Then you have to use dafka chul. So this is a good litmus test to see, is this korban chov or shusk? Could you buy it with my sasheni money or not? So the Torah's Kohen in the Sifra says on page 9 that since it says imal toda, it's a lashon rishus, so mashlom in ba'im min ha'maise, af toda ba'a min ha'maise. That it could come even min ha'maise. So what does that show? That it's a rishus.
Why exactly are you saying that the filter is coming from the hand, and it's not just coming from the linked up plumbing and the plug together?
Okay, it could be. I guess I'm still on the shear from the other day. But you're right. You could say it's like a Todesh Zevach Shlomim. You're right. In other words, you don't have to necessarily say he's darshening the Im. You know, Yonah, what I'm saying is, you could say it's just by the fact that the pasuk uses Toda Shlomov and put it together, so Shlomim is a Rishus, so too Toda is a Rishus, and therefore, but you see here in Lachor, the Pashas, as it's pointed out, that a korban Toda is what? Is a Rishus. So that means that Mizman Chazal, if one person was a Chola or Yordayam, Holchei Midbaros, so it's not that he was mechuyev to bring these korbanos. It was a shus. It was a nice thing. It was a recommended thing to bring these korbanos to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not, it's not the same as if somebody was mechal Shabbos where there was a chova to bring.
But it's not a contradiction with the Gemara.
What?
It's not a contradiction with the Gemara.
No, we're saying that this is using the principle of the Mishnah and Menachos. That called Dover Shem Chova in Oba Alam Alachulin. So by the fact that it says it's coming min a meiser, Rabbi Berger mentioned this shaila I get almost every year. Question whether somebody wants to give Matanos Lav Yonim, and he wants to use his meiser k'safim money to. One of these years we should learn Hilchas Staka, and you should know. About mice, you know, because people, you know, just have a lot of misimpressions about different things. So it's something that, you know, I'm thinking about for one of these decades. So you stay this year long enough, and we'll get it all done. So the Book of Rome writes that Matanos Lav Yonim, you can't use your meiser money. Because it's a Dover Shem Chova, and a Dover Shem Chova has to come what? Menachulin has to come. So that's why, based on that Magen Avraham, it's brought down that you don't use your Maisik Ksofim money for Matanos Lav Yonim.
Would we also hold that, let's say, that Gemara says that the max that's excluded from the maximum we're allowed to do of the 20%?
Okay, so that requires a whole discussion. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. Okay. Oh, so if you take a look, this is discussed further in the Gemara in Zvachim. On Av Zayin, on page 12. You have a whole sugi here about a korban toda that you shechted for different purposes. They have a whole sugi here about a person. Yeah, the first word of the line is lalamed. Do you see where it says lalamed? First word on, towards the middle of the Gemara on page 12. Zayin Amad Aleph, lalamed. Toda sheshachta l'shem shlomim ksheira. If you have a korban toda and you shechted it with the kavanah of shlomim, it's kosher. Shlomim shenichshtu l'shem toda psula. But if you have a korban shlomim and you had kavanah for a toda, that's no good. Why? Mahefresh ben zeh lezeh, because toda kruya shlomim. Toda is a shlomim. So if you had a korban toda and you shechted the same shlomim, that's not a bad kavanah, because toda is a form of shlomim. Vein shlomim kruyim toda. But if it's a shlomim, you can't call it a toda. So if it's a korban shlomim and you shechted the same toda, that's no good. If it's a korban toda, then you shechted the same shlomim, because shlomim is the broader category. Toda is a form of shlomim, but shlomim is not a form of a toda. See, the shlomim is a bigger category. One second. Toda kruyim shlomim, vein shlomim kruyim toda. Yeah.
This is the
Cohen's intent when he shechted it. Shlomim l'shem toda psula. Hatoda l'shem toda ksheira. But if you shechted toda l'shem toda, so it's good. Well, of course. No. So the Gemara says, my love the chavre. No, maybe it means. Maybe it means that you shechted it with kavanah that this is going to be for your friend, for your friend's korban toda. As it was shechted for the other guy, so it was Reuven's korban toda, and the Kohen shechted it l'shem Shimon's korban toda. So even though, so maybe that's good, because the Gemara says only if you shechted l'shem shlomim it's no good. But maybe if a toda shechted l'shem someone else, maybe it is good. My love the chavre. The Gemara says no, d'day. No, it means it was shechted for him. So the question is, so what's the chiddush? If his korban toda was shechted for him, isn't that the way it's supposed to be? So what's the chiddush? So look at Rashi. Lo d'day, ba'afel. In other words, what happens if he did various things? He did a korban toda for different things. In other words, he was a olam min hayam, and he was also yotzei bibeis asurim. And he was mafrish a korban toda when he was olam min hayam. Shachat toda b'shas al yosem b'yam l'shem toda shehifrish al yosem b'beis asurim. Because he shechted a korban toda that he was mafrish for the yam with the kavana for the other korban toda. That was all for him. There was this korban toda he set aside when he came out of the yam. Then he set aside another animal when he came out of the jail. Now when he was shechting it, he shechted the yam one with the kavanah with the jail. So is that good? So the Gemara says that that's good.
That's what he means l'shem toda
chavera? No, that's l'shem d'day.
Okay.
Now, So, what do you see from there? Let's look in the Horus Nosson of Noshen Geshtetner, page 26. He says, V'shas, with Oz Beis. Page 26, second column, Oz Beis. Uvashas vachim zayin of an aleph amru todu shenishchadu l'shem todu didek sheiro peyush rashi the gemach mil davagav shalobo al hodoya achas that about shrichim l'hodos can amirim brachas because even see who vayizbuchu zivchei todu v'shacha todu v'shas al yosu min ayam l'shem todu shifrish al yitzyosu beis asurim v'chora mucha mizeh d'chiyuvi ikla hakiv todu k'sharas alo nes dim okay maikas al dar loma shifrish todu l'shem nes shiyotu beis asurim lo yotza yidei chavosu Shechot on l'shem al yosu min hayam. He came with the lake of shum chiv l'hakiv toda acha yitziyosu beis asurim. He came afshe frishin l'shem hodo zu. Vechi teisi yipasal al korban shen itzkavi la fiv l'shem hodo al yosu min hayam. He came shekivi osu l'shem hodo al yitziyosu beis asurim lo hani klal. Ol shen al chiv klal l'hakiv toda vorzeh. So he wants to bring a raya that it's a chova. Because if it wouldn't be a chova, then what's the chiddush? If it's just, you can just menadev, so who cares what your kavan is? L'shem this, l'shem that. You had no chiyuv to bring anything. So it was mafresh and l'shem the yam, and you shechted at l'shem. But so what? It was the chiddush is that no, there's a chiyuv. He wants to bring a raya from here of Nosson Geshtetner. There's a chiyuv from this gemara. There's a chiyuv. So therefore, when you mafresh it l'shem this chiyuv, so you might think that now you had kavana when you shechted l'shem that spoils it. Kamashla, no, that since you mafresh it like l'shem that chiyuv, it doesn't matter. But as long as you had kavana l'shem toda, it's good enough. Just like the din is, if you violated a nisr chaylev and nisr dam, and you mafresh on l'shem chaylev and it was shechted l'shem dam, it's good because l'maisa it was l'shem chatas, even though it was the wrong kavana, but it was still kavana for you and it was l'shem your avera. So the kohen got the wrong avera in his head when he was shechting, but it was already nikba l'shem this avera, so it doesn't matter. But to tell me that chiddush is only pre-assuming that there's a chova on each particular thing that happened to you, and then the chiddush is that once you are mafreshit l'shem this particular chova, so even though you had bad kavana, as long as you had kavana l'shem toda, it's good enough. Because if the whole thing would be rishus anyway, you wouldn't need a gemara to tell you that it's okay. So Rav Noshon Geshtetner wants to bring a raya from this Gemara that it's a chova. One second. And then take a look. Slow. No. Then he says, "Ayelon shon Rashi al Torah." We know Toda Yakivenu. We Maldover Hoda al Neisi Asalok on Yorda Yam Hochem Midbaros. Cholish Reis Asurim Cholish Shetzrapi Shem Tzrichim Hodos. And Perish Eben Ezra, see Viyiz Bechut Zivkei Toda VeChayovim Lizbaok. So he quotes the Lashon Eben Ezra that it's a chiyuv. So Rav Noshon Geshtetner says, and Rav Shechter discussed this as well, that perhaps there's a machlokas rishonim on the Gemara in Menachas and Ayin Tesam and Beis on this gufa shaila, whether these things are a chovah or not. So look in Benachas Ayin Tesav and Beis. What page? 13? Yeah, 13. The Gemara says, Havik Barav Amram, Hayile Machalife Todas Chova. So the Gemara speaks about Todas Chova. So what does it mean? Todas Chova. So do, what does Todas Chova mean? So if pshat is that there's a chiyuv on these things, that you have a simple pshat, what does it mean Todas Chova? Because these things are chova. So, right? So you're going to see there's a machlokas rishonim how to interpret Todas Chova. So look here in the Rashi, on the top of the, I mean, you know, the two, I didn't do the arrow, in the Rashi Ilema, I bracketed, but I didn't arrow it. Ilema Chalifei Toda Chova Kugon, the Omer Alai, the Havi Alai Chova. Oh, so he says, excuse me. He says, Todas Chova means that a person took a neder. In other words, everyone agrees that Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. So the question we're discussing now is it a chiv or not? But everyone agrees if you took a neder to do it, now it's a chiv. So Rashi explained, Todas Chova means that you said Harei Alai to bring it. But the implication, as we'll see, Rav Gishnada points out, is that if you didn't, it wouldn't be a chova. But if you look, as he points out in the Rashi and the Ksav Yad on the bottom, he says differently. Two lines from the bottom. Lishna Achrina. Todas Chova Gom Mefarsh B'Yav Ayotze B'Shayar V'Chol Shenitzal. Tamrinan Amar Tzurichim Lhodos. So here he teaches that Todas Chova is not because he said Harei Alai. It's because he experienced one of these four things. So Rav Gishnadna points out, and I think Rav Shecht has mentioned this also, that you have a machlokus rishonim on the page, whether how to interpret Todas Chova, and that is reflective of the general discussion whether these three things, these four things mentioned in the Gemara Brachas, Bizman HaMikdash, was there a Chova to bring? Because according to the Rashi and Tam, it's mashma only if you say Harei Alai. There is no Chova, only after the Neder. And according to the Rashi and the Ksav Yad, there's a chova on its own right. So let's look now back in the Lahoros Noson. Nope, one second. I'll take questions in a second. Ozdalad on page 26. Well, the Chora the suffix there looked to be shown in book. That this suffix, whether there's a chova to bring a korban toda when you experience one of the four things, is a machlokas rishonim. Dinei. In other words, we didn't get up to the chi of bracha yet. We're still holding by Bezmana Beis HaMikdash. Bezmana Zed is a chi of bracha. That's a separate thing. We want to know before the when there was a base of mikdash, when was there a chi of korban? So he says, "Idei b'shas v'nochas amru ilay machalife todas chova perish rashigun omar harei alai tavale chova keizer kosov perish remainu gershim for hagolazal zel shon haynu todas chova kochei mafarsh b'yam nistakin v'nodin v'nodzal sheyomi todas gavina down tzichim hodos. The Todas Chova hided the Koma Harei Alai, Chayi Vechriyusa, I've had the show. More the Svilu, the Chova's Toda, Lomishkacha, Zracha Omar Harei Alai Toda. Akbafeir Shrashi, Bixav Yad, pasav told us chova going the first biyam ayotzi b'shayara cholish nitzam b'cholu avchavosh damida v'brachas dal tzrichim hodos sibum v'ziz b'chus v'chay todam safe to hilum etc. That's why Moshiach Mekubes says b'shem Gilyon told us chova perish chodesh going the first biyam. We want to hear. Oh, so then the Shita Mekubes says it's not true. We want to hear. The lashka l'chayim lo amar harel I told her. Reb Hendi, that's Rashi. He's al b'ksav yad. Davim lo amar haleilai. Because mokav chayim shem farsh biyam. Viul das har meinu gershon. Rashi shalafaneinu. Das balag yilyon. Shabbat tzrich lehodos lechi chiyuv lahakri v'lak shenoda v'hedya haleilai toda. So take a look in the back to that Menachas Ayin test. Where is it? 13. Because you look in the sheet of you see the Rabbeinu Gershon is here on the page, two lines from the bottom on page 13 in the Rabbeinu Gershon. Ilei mechalifi todus kova haynu todus kova kugon shehayach mefarsh biyam nistaki v'nodra yiminatzel sheyavi todah. He made a nether. So that's why it's a chova. And now you look in the Shita Mekubetzes on the side, which I didn't bracket, but Os Yud. Todos chova, Gilyon, Perish HaKunches B'Loshon Acher, from the first B'Yam, V'lo Nehira, D'Loshkan, D'Lachayiv, Im Lo Amar, Harei Alay Toda. See that Shita Mekubetzes? That, was, so most of the Rishonim here on the page, the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashi on top, are saying that no, it's only if you say Harei Alai. And this one Rashi in the Ksav Yad is mashma that if you experience the thing itself, it's a chova. And the others say no, it's only if you say Harei Alai. So this discussion, whether it's a chova or not, is a mach, you know, as Rav Gishtatna points out, is a machlokus rishonim, based on how you understand pshat in the Gemara of todas chova. But it seems, I mean, the raya from the sifra that you can bring min ha-maiser is that it's a rishus. But he wants to say that Gemara in Zvachim and Dav Zayin, may perhaps is a raya that it's a chova. Okay, now I'm taking questions.
How did you say that? When you said before, because we're brought here with Rashi, let's say, why do you need to bring this to have the Machlokas? Didn't he say he saw the Gemara in the Nachos before on page 11? It says, Minayin lo omer harei alai toda, shelo yaveo minachun. Meaning, only when you say harei alai toda, that it becomes a chova. And plus, you know, what we said before on page 9,
where are you reading from?
From the Gemara, page 11. I don't know why we needed all this to say.
Well, what does it say?
Page 11.
Yeah, let's see. What does it say?
Says minayin lo omer harei alai toda shelo yaveo minachun. So
right.
You see there that only someone who says harei alai takes.
No, all you see from there is if you say harei alai, now it's a chova. It has to
exactly. And we saw before that it's a rush, meaning.
No, but we don't see for sure what's the din if somebody just experienced one of these things. Is it a chova or not? So I mean.
Turned into a chova only when you say Harei Alai. I'm saying, why do we need all this, like whatever, this Gemara, that Gemara, the guy over there?
No, because there's no Beferish Rias. Not necessarily. Maybe yes, maybe no.
I'm saying, I don't understand why I don't make reference to here.
Well, this is just saying, if you say Harei Alai, this is teaching you the din. That if you say Harei Alai, it's a chova, and now it has to be Menachul. Now, what's the din? If you so that's how all the Rishonim are understanding that it's dafke if you say Harei Alai like you said, but that Rashi the Ksav Yad maybe learns differently, that that it's true if you say Harei Alai Tzachova, but that doesn't necessarily mean, that means if nothing happened to you, and Stam you want to Mishabeach Hashem. So then it's, there's no Chiv. So say nothing happened, I didn't go on a trip, I wasn't sick, I wasn't this, I wasn't that, I just want to bring a Toda. So then you can bring a Toda, then it's a Rishus, you say Harei Alai Tzachova. But that doesn't necessarily imply, but what if you experience one of the four things, then maybe that talk is a chova, like the Rashi and the Ksav Yad. But maybe not.
I mean, it's against that Rashi Ksav Yad is against the Torah's Kohanim?
No, the Torah's Kohanim just says it's a Rishus, but maybe that's talking, you don't know what it's talking about. Maybe it's talking about Stam, when you want to bring a Toda when you didn't experience one of the four things. Right?
Then
it's a Rishus. But maybe once you experience it, maybe even if you didn't say a real lie, it's a chova. So that's the machlokus that we're dealing with. Is the fact that you experience, in other words, just like there's a chova to say the bracha bisman hazeh, does that mean that bisman habayis there was a, in the comparable case, there was a chova to what?
To bring a toad
or not? That's the question. The Torah says you can be menadev a toda. So if you can menadev, whenever you can menadev something, there's not a requirement that you have to have gone through something to in order to be menadev. You can whenever something is bar menadev or not, it means I can always be menadev anything I want. No, or not. Meaning, right.
So now the question is, how do you actually bring the carbon plate?
So
chora.
Right. So then this becomes kaddish, and now you bring it. I don't know, it could be if he said a reza.
And doesn't become.
It could be a reza, and then he does it l'shem another toda.
Still work,
yeah. Because it even works by chelav and dam. As Gishtadler pointed out. Because that's the din, that it's with, as long as it's within the same category, it works. The chiddush, what he's pointing out is that if it would be only an option, you wouldn't even have to tell me. It would be pasha that it works. The chiddush is even by a chova, it works. So that's why he wanted to bring a rai.
According to Rashi, the fact that one of these occurrences happened.
So that the pasha tried to Rashi Ksav Yad, so that makes you mechuyev to bring it. And the other Rishonim say, no, there's never a chiv to bring it. It's only a chiv. If you menadev, now you say Harei Alai, now there's a chiv.
Rabbi, it doesn't make sense. Because then, if it's 100% dependent upon your action of saying Harei Alai, then there's no. Then it's a, the whole point of this hatod is that you are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him getting you out of X, Y, Z situation.
No.
So that happens.
No.
Harei Alai now makes the chiv. Saying thank you
dependent upon
you, not upon God's gratitude and graciousness of granting you
XYZ
situation.
Mm-hmm. Understand? You the question at hand is: if a person went through one of these four things, does that obligate him to bring it, or do we say no? There's no obligation whatsoever, but it's a nice thing to bring it. So if you, so it could be a person is. you know, inspired to take a neder, and now he takes a neder. He says Arei Alai, so now there's a chiv. But if he would never have said Arei Alai, there'd never be a chiv. That's the question. Is there a chiv because of? That's the question. Is the chiv because you experienced that? That itself generates the chiv. Just like if a person would be mechal Shabbos b'shoygeg, that the ma'isa is mechayev, or no? My mechal Shabbos b'shoygeg, the ma'isa is mechayev. Over here, there is no chiv. It's that if you take a neder, then you have to fulfill your neder. But then there's a chiv also fulfilling your neder. The Torah, in other words, the pasuk is telling us that these are times that it's a good idea to thank Hashem.
It's giving us suggestions.
Yeah. Right. That's what all the other Rishonim held. That's what the Rabbeinu Gershon held, and that's what the Shita Mekubetzus held, and the Rashi held, and all of them held that way. It's just this Rashi Ksavyad said no. Because if you look in the Chumash never says these. In other words, we're taking a pasuk in Tehillim that gives us these examples and mentions bringing a korban todah, and then we're teaching up a pasuk in Chumash. But all the chiyuvei korbanos in Chumash, it tells you if you did this, if you violated a chat, in other words, it tells you the chiyuvim. Here it didn't tell you. It seems to be mal todah. What did Brinka told us? I got up in the morning. I'm thankful I got up in the morning. I want to bring a korban todah. That's also a nice reason to bring a korban todah. But, okay, so they are, you know, we're not going to recommend, you know, you're going to bring a korban todah every day in your life. But the Pasuk David HaMelech says in Tehillim that you went through these things, you know, Eitz HaToiva, Kamash Malon, you know, bring a korban todah. That would be something HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be very happy. The fact that you woke up in the morning is also a big nice. But that David HaMelech saying we're not recommending that you have to bring a korban todah. But the whole thing is just the rishus. Yeah, Salman.
Yeah, I think Mark
that
excited about
Sadeh
and Rashi. Why is that very light for discussion? So they get more confident. Then it falls under the category of another. Who's trying to sort of din of if you have to bring.
Right, but this now you have to bring a korban todah because you took a neder.
To
right, and that's right, exactly, right, right.
It should be part of just being more complicated for no reason. It's not. Who doesn't fact in a todah? It's a chiyuv.
Right, but this is an example of a todah you have to bring, not because there's a chiyuv to bring a kol, but kol todah is because you took the neder.
It's neder, it's not.
Right. You say if it fits in better with the lashon of todah schova, that. Okay, it could be, but on the other hand, maybe there's no such thing as a total schofa. That's only because of the neder. Okay, take a look at the Rosh now. Page 21. So the Rosh quotes this idea of bringing a arba tzrichim lehoydos, and he quotes the four cases. And then he says a line in the Rosh. Let's see if we can find that line. Line in the Rosh. He says you bring it like a korban todah. See that line? One second. Thank you. and go to Hashem al Chazal, Tarabu. Where is it? Where?
Second column, like,
at which line? Birkas Hagobah, oh, that's it, yeah. Have a Birkas Hagobah, Mokum Todu Niskana. He has a discussion here, but this will, Be'ez Hashem, discuss in a future day. About when you go, anytime you go on the derech, do you make a gomel? So he says no. That this is that by tefillas a derech you make it on any derech, but this is b'makom todah niskana. And if you wouldn't bring a korban todah in such a thing, or you wouldn't make a birkas a gomel. So here he uses this lashon that Birkas Hagom b'makom toda niskana. So does that mean, the first, the general discussion, does that mean that you would that was that it's a chova, that just like we're saying it's a chova by korban toda, so too it's a chova by here, or does he just mean that it's wherever we recommend you to bring a korban todah, that's where we're mechayiv you in the bracha. And he wants to say that maybe by a stam derech that's not in the midbar, we wouldn't have had a korban todah, so we won't have a. But that's his lashon. That, you know, that it's b'makom korban todah. B'makom todah niskana. Yeah.
Perhaps he's writing like Sabina Rashi. It's just the ground that Rashi's writing on, it says Arvat Shrikin, right?
Right.
So I guess it's
Mashra. Shrikin Lahodos.
Oh, Shrikin Lahodos. Basically, it's Mashra, I guess, could be Mashra.
Now, there is a fascinating discussion in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer about the following question. Now we know all korbanos are brought only in the daytime, right? B'yom Tov Osum. You don't bring a korban at night. And the only reason we daven Maariv is because of the fats of the korbanos that were brought. What does it mean to bring a korban in the day? Bring a korban in the day means you shecht it in the day and you zorek the dam on the mizbeach. But then there's the whole, you know, fats of the animal. So that, if there's time to do it in the day, you do it in the day. If not, you bring it at night, and that's why we daven Maariv at night, for the fats that were from the korban that were, you know. But a korban is always brought in the day, so that's why shacharis and mincha we daven keneged the korbanos that were brought in the day, and maariv there's no korban at night. But since they were fast, so that's why we daven. But you never bring a korban at night. So the question that the Chasam Sofer is dealing with is: are you allowed to bench birkas gomel at night? Because since it's keneged the korban, and the korban was brought by the yom, so maybe birkas hagomel has to be dafka by yom. That's the question. Rav Abadi told me he remembers once that Rav Aaron Kotler came back from Miami. He thinks maybe it was by train in those days, and then there was a whole asifa in the yeshiva in Lakewood, and at that asifa. It was at night. He remembers Rav Aaron benching Gomel. There. So there is a discussion in the Chasam Sofer about Shuvah Nun Aleph, page 22. speaks to this Rav. The third line. The curse with Tova Higiani got the leather. Tachmik Savtim Tofula the rice and Nidon. Shapiru Malosa Olam and Hayom the Shalom. He says, you came back from the Yam. Safe. With Tuse Erev Yikiri Kriloso Mechabde Hatoru Nesfula Eima Kabrocha. So the people came to greet the rabbi. The rabbi came back from a trip. So everyone came to greet the rabbi. So they came, you know, they had a band, they had a ensemble, a whole band and a whole thing to greet the rabbi, came back safe from the boat. They took him to shul, but shim, turim, urim, kibim, alu'al, arbo rabbam l'sholom, u'arav, hayam iskavim, negadam avachim. So the rabbi thought this would be a great time to bench gomel. Everyone's there, and they're all, you know, receiving him. So he should bench Gomel. He did all of it again. Balzen is ora shekinegdo acholokalov harehu achacham mufla yitzchak goitin. But Omar, so this other rabbi said, no, she ain't levarach brichas hagomel balayla. And he said, no, maybe he can't do it because he can't make a brichas hagomel balayla. Ki niskan b'mokam zevach todo. Because just like the Rosh said, it's b'mokom zevach todah shlomav. Rosh comes from Rosh Reish Perak Haroa. The todah in el bayom, just like any other korban. Rosh comes from Tosaf Shom, she'aminag levarach she'olah l'torah. And he says that there's also a minag that's brought down in Tosas to make the gomel when you get an aliyah. Here, it wasn't, it was night, they weren't reading the Torah, so it wasn't, it was just a Kabbalist punim. Upeh Ruma, we were part together, Haminag, V'agav, Ritzchav, Omar, he came part together, Minag, and Misudin. So he said that he was upset that he's going to make a Birkas HaGomo. He says, it's not the Minag, you're going against the Minag. In other words, so. And he said, and this is not the only time you're going against a minhag, that he used Ben Achoso as a dayan for a get. So he had other titles. He said, you're going against minhagim. So So they were asking the Chasam Sofer, was it, so I guess he ultimately made the Birkas HaGomel. And this other person had a taina, that how can you make a Birkas HaGomel balayla? So this was the, so I guess they asked the Chasam Sofer. So who's right? So Omer Ani, second paragraph, Mashabeh Birkas HaGomel balayla, Hahi Barasha Yofa Asa. He said it was fine. Yafe Asa, he gave his approval. Now the other thing about the get, that we're not going to get into. So then he quotes the Gemara, Garcin and Reish Perek Haroa, Dal Tzvichim Hodos, Figures Rabbeinu Hai, Shemeshura Seyda Ashas Misidu Akra. So it's interesting that the Gemara has it in a different order than in the Psukim. Right? Right, we saw, we went through the Pesukim, right? Seder Hashas Misur HaKorah Mikomokam Raisha Hashas Sider Beis Shehem Dal and Beis Shehem. In other words, the Gemara has it in a different order. What's the Gemara's order? What's the Gemara's order? Yordei Hayam, Mokam Mikaros. Kolosh and Srape. Okay, so he says, like this. The Gemara says, two of them that you put yourself into the Sakana, and two that happened by itself. Echemim Yam, you decided to take the trip. And the other one was Midbar. That you tried to decide to go in the Midbar. And then the other two cases are Chola happened by itself. You didn't put it, bring it upon yourself. And then the captivity also happened by itself. So he says that's the case in the Gemara. Arbitrichim Yodha Hayam, Holche Midbaros. Those cases you brought it upon yourself. And the other two is Chola and Chavush. Right? So because in the Psukim, the Yam was the last one, right? We mentioned it, right? So it's a different order. So he says, Chasam Sofer writes, Omnam, the next paragraph, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Sidru Ruach HaKodesh B'Sidru, as Rabbi Bergen pointed out, it's a typo. It should say Dalet Hey Ayin Hey. David HaMelech, Rabbi Bergen pointed out, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, meaning the way he Tehillim is written. Sidru Ruach HaKodesh B'Sidru Acher V'Nachtu Lo Neda Sidru Yardei Yam V'Sof Chagim HaVishon V'Siyem Yizbuchu Zivkei Toda Yizbuchu Masav. So he wants to now say a chiddush, the Chasam Sofer. We've thought of the shir by pointing out what the Chasam Sofer pointed out. How did it say in Tehillim? It had three, then it had what? Toda, and then it had Yah. Right? So why did it have Toda? So it's mashma that Yam was not really included in the Toda. Right? Because three, and then we say, we recommend you bring a korban toda, or you b'chuyiv to bring a korban toda. And then it says yam, and then the yam, he should make birkas agorga. Yaluberov. So he says like this. He says, the only three we recommend to say korban toda are the ones that either you put yourself into the sakana, or the sakana was by another person. Say the chola, in other words, Hashem, how's it go? The first case was what? In the pasuk in Tehillim. Holche midbaros. Right, so those cases of the Roy Lindor Lamb Zevach Toda Shub Maskil Mehochi Midrash Mesam Ramu Mekalam Oshiv Kim Yalu Mashmi Zed Yorde Hayam Shuatma Chinis Masmal Asakon Vagam Nimsa Lidin Shamayim Ki Rabbi Rachim Bav Logbe Balechayim Al Kain Eno Chai Bekorban El Roman Mekalam. So his word is that the real Chi of Korban or Rishus is only on the first three. And the Yorde Hayam, there was no chi of korban, or even. So he says, for sure, in your case, in other words, it's not connected a korban. If there was no korban, he wants to tie that the first three, there was a chi of korban or a shus of a korban. Then after Beis Hamikdash was nechrav, he said instead of bringing a korban, bench golem. But the Yardei Hayam was never, there was never a korban by the Yorde Hayam. The Yorde Hayam was only what? Always goyma. Even Bizman HaMikdash. That's why the first three were what?
Before
the korban. They have the chi of korban. So when the Rush writes, it's become korban, it's going on the first three, where it's become korban. So then those three, maybe you can say there's an Indian to do it in the day. But certainly your case is not. Because your case is what? Is the Yorde Hayab. Now, why is it different? What's the difference between those categories? He says, no, because this case is something, the way Rabbi Berger thought pshat was, that the Yor De'ayam, you put yourself into it, and basically you put yourself into Hashem's rachamim, whereas basically it was all up to God, and He is a rachamim. So it wasn't such a sakana, because you did it willfully, and in other words, nothing happened. You went to the Yam and you had a peaceful trip. So if it would have been a problem, it would have been all Hashem's doing. And Hashem's a rachamim. So it was less of a precarious situation. So therefore, it's not... But the other cases were like you went in the midbar, so you did it, but you put yourself into a situation where other people, not Hashem, but other people could attack you. Or the chavush, you were put into a precarious situation where somebody captured you. One second. And what about the chola? What about the chola? Yeah.
The chola himself never
caused it. So therefore, that makes it what? Right. So he says that. He says, Yorda Yam, who atmo hichnis atmo la sakon vegam nimsol adin shamayim. Ki rabbi rachamah, velo bidei balechayim, heinu chayim mekorben, ela roben mekalah. Fiza tlaska maisi izbuchu zivchei toda, velo tzvichi kalam. And the other ones need a kalam. And that's pshan, vze yisyashev la loshan arosh. Because of tiknu hodo v'mogam korben toda. What do you mean tiknu? Tiknu means it's a din drabonim. This is a pasuk in Tanakh. That's Divrei Kabbalah. That's not a Takana Drabbanan. That's Dovid HaMelech. So why call Tiknu? So he says, no, Tiknu is going on the Birkas HaGomel. Because beside the Tanakh, there is no Birkas HaGomel on the first three. Because the first three is included what? In the Korban. It's only the fourth one. The fourth one has a chiyuv of Birkas HaGomel mi Divrei Kabbalah. But that wasn't B'mokom Korban. So they have that zikr, and the case of this Rav, was he was what?
Your day. Your
day, yeah. Wow. I mean, it's a big, I mean, it's not the push up shot in the rush. Now, Kopani means about Tovi, yeah. The Mashkos of Rosh, Mokom Toda, Eina Kavan, she is a Kiel Hikr of Korb, and Mofin Shinemash, the Turf Tafu Yom. Mokom Shinemash. And if a kriven lo yatzrichim l'kalam, okay, no kol korban nasek the efshar l'rombu. Mokum korban means in lieu of the korban, but it's not ki'il hikriv korban, like we would say maybe by a tefillah, like you do tefillah in the yom because it's ki'il when you daven shachar, it's ki'il hikriv korban. The mincha is ki'il hikriv korban, but by mincha's gemol you don't say it's ki'il hikriv korban. It's in lieu that there's no beis hamikdash, so we don't have the korban. So now we bring. I think, but certainly, so the first three, he says, the first three, he thinks also you can do bayom, because it's not ki'il hikriv korban. Even the first three, he thinks he can do it balayla rather. He can make the bracha balayla,
yeah.
Even because b'makom korban, it was if it's ki'il hikriv korban, that would be a problem. But this is not ki'il hikriv korban. This is what. In lieu, in other words, since there's no korban now, they made the bracha. But it's not ki'ilu hikriv korban. It's different than tefillah. Tefillah is b'mokum korban. It's a stronger type of thing. But he says, so first he says the first three, he thinks he can even do it. But certainly the fourth one had nothing to do with the korban. Because the fourth one was put in what? Afterwards. And that has a higher level of, okay, so that's the chasam sofer. Okay, did we finish everything here? Okay, we'll see if we basically finished almost everything here in this packet. You'll take a look. Other things, we maybe have one or two other things to. So next week I'll probably give you the next packet, and maybe we'll see one or two more things in this one. Okay, we'll have a minute. Yeah.